We women often care for other people, don't we?
We certainly do.
We may care for a husband, children, parents who are growing old.
We may care for someone who's sick or has a disability, or someone who's going through a hard time.
But there's one person we often forget to care for.
Welcome to Women of Hope. Tammy said there's one person we forget to care for. Who do you think that might be?
This person is with you every day, every moment of your life. Can you think of who it is? Of course, it's you.
We women are often so busy taking care of all those around us that we forget to take care of ourselves.
I can just hear you saying, "But I'm too busy. I don't have time to care for myself." You may think that the needs of the people you care for are much more important than your own. You might think it's selfish to care for yourself. But you know, you are just as valuable as anybody else. When God created you, He thought about every last detail, how you would look and what kind of personality you would have. You are very precious to Him, and He cares for you, and He would like you to care for yourself.
I know you've heard us talk about Jesus, God's Son, here on Women of Hope, and today is no exception. When Jesus lived here on earth, He said something very interesting and very important. He said, "I came so that everyone would have life and life to the fullest." Did you know that? Jesus wants you and me to have life to the fullest. Wow, that is a special thought. You know, you can't live life to the fullest if you don't care about yourself or take care of yourself, can you?
That makes sense. We can't expect to live life to the fullest if we treat ourselves badly. We can't expect to live life to the fullest if we don't care for ourselves. Do you know, when you care for yourself well, you're actually more able to do the things you need to do, like taking care of your family and other people.
So tell us how that works.
Well, we are like kettles.
Kettles? Okay, now you're going to have to explain that one.
You see, we are like kettles. A kettle has a hole at the top for the water to go into. Then we can boil that water for a cup of tea. Hey, we often have cups of tea here on Women of Hope, don't we?
And I think maybe we should put the kettle on now and have a cup of tea as we finish talking together.
While Carol puts the kettle on, let's talk about what a kettle looks like. Yours might look different than mine, but there's one thing that will be the same. All kettles have some kind of spout, so the boiled water can be poured out of the kettle into a cup. Now, what happens when the kettle is empty? Can we pour water into a cup?
Not unless it's a magic kettle.
And a magic kettle would only be in a story, wouldn't it? Of course, we could only use the kettle to fill the cup if the kettle has water in it. And you know, we are a bit like that.
Here on Women of Hope, we're talking about taking care of ourselves. And Tammy just said something that sounded a bit odd. She said that we are like kettles. And now she's going to explain why.
You see, a kettle can only be used to pour water into a cup if someone fills it up. And you know, we're like that. We all need to be filled up so that we can pour out or give into other people's lives, into their cups. We do actually need to take in water for our physical body so that we can keep strong. Well, in the same way, we need to be filled up in our emotions and our feelings of self if we want to be able to give to others. We need the emotional strength to keep pouring out and caring for others. Does that make sense to you?
It does. If nobody cares for us, we run out of strength. we become empty, and we can't care for others well. But if we care for ourselves and we let others care for us, we can continue to care for those around us who need our help. So let's talk about the things that are going to empty us and take away our strength.
Stress. That's probably the big one. When we're stressed, our body produces chemicals that help us to be quick and alert so that we can deal with the stress. The longer we are stressed, the longer these chemicals are pumped around our body. And if this happens for too long, our body gets very tired and we're not even able to think clearly. Have you ever been so tired that you couldn't think clearly? When this happens, you may feel isolated or emotionally numb. You may feel exhausted from feeling lots of strong emotions. The chemicals can also damage our bodies if they are pumped around it for too long. They will eventually make us sick.
Wow, stress is a real problem. It can help us to do things for a short while, but if it goes on for a long time, it can make us sick.
It can sure empty our kettle.
And that's why caring for yourself helps you to care for others better. So, how can we care for ourselves?
By eating healthy food and bathing to keep ourselves clean. And it's important to get enough exercise and sleep. Those are physical ways we can take care of ourselves. But there are also ways we can take care of our emotional and mental health.
Here on Women of Hope, we're talking about taking care of ourselves in the same way that we would fill up a kettle with water so that we can pour out or give into other people's lives. We have to keep pouring water in so that we have something to pour out.
That's right.
And we've talked about taking care of ourselves physically, but how about mentally and emotionally?
It might sound a bit strange, but we really need to get to know ourselves, who we are, to know what stresses or upsets us, and what helps us to feel relaxed and happy.
Let's talk about how to do this.
We need to take notice of how we're feeling and thinking to work out what's going on inside ourselves. Stop for a moment and think about how you're feeling now. Do you feel happy, calm, excited, upset, anxious, or maybe something else? What do you think might be making you feel that way? If it's too hard to think about, just relax, breathe deeply, and think about something nice. How does your body feel? Is it relaxed? Or are there some parts that are tense? You can relax now and just keep listening.
I was doing everything you said, and I feel happy right now to be with Tammy and you again on Women of Hope. I hope it makes you feel happy to be with us too.
Sometimes I realize I feel sad, but I don't know why. So I think about what's happened in my life in the past few days, and I can usually work out why I'm sad. Have you ever felt like that? You know, your feelings are important. They let you know how you're doing. It's actually much better to get to know what our real feelings are than to ignore them or hide them. And then you can encourage yourself.
You know, that's interesting. Remember our friend Stevie? She once told me, when I'm sad, I often say to myself, "You're okay, Stevie, you're okay." And it makes me feel better. Well, it helps Stevie to keep on going. Did you know that God accepts you and enjoys you just as you are? When you make mistakes and you ask for His forgiveness, He forgives you very quickly. He loves you so much. You can encourage yourself by reminding yourself that God loves you, enjoys you, and forgives you. He wants you to love and accept yourself too, and to forgive yourself when you've done something wrong. And He wants you to enjoy yourself too, to enjoy being you. Now, that might be really hard, and it might take a long time for you to be able to do those things. But if you ask God to help you, He surely will. Your feelings are important to God. He knows and understands how you feel, even better than you do.
And when you listen to what's happening in your heart, you may become aware of certain things that you need. You may need to share your thoughts and feelings with someone you trust. You may need to ask someone for help. Or there may be something about your relationship with someone that's upsetting you, and so you might need to talk to them about it. You know, if you're honest with them in a gentle way, that relationship could grow even more special.
God has made us all different, hasn't He? Different things upset us, or make us feel stressed, or make us feel empty and sad. And different things soothe us, encourage us, and fill us up. It's good to know what things stress us and what things nurture or encourage us.
Different things make us feel stressed. If things don't work out the way you had hoped, you can feel frustrated and even angry. You can feel pressured or stressed by what others expect of you. Or you can feel stressed because you have so many things that you have to get done. Experiencing conflict or violence or even change can cause you stress. Change can be especially stressful if it involves losing something or someone that has been special to you. There are physical things that can cause you stress, like illness or pain or too much physical activity. What makes you feel upset or stressed? If you know what things make you upset, stressed, or tired, you can try to make changes to avoid these situations. And when those things do happen, remember to take time to care for yourself. Sometimes taking care of yourself means avoiding a stressful situation. Or if you can't avoid it, try to think about it in a more positive way. If you have too many things to do or people expect too much of you, think about it and ask yourself, do I really have to do all those things? Or do I really have to please that person?
When I'm in a stressful situation, when I have a lot to do or I feel people are expecting too much from me, I do the one thing that I know will help me the most. I ask God about it. God does give us things to do, but He never gives us more than we can manage, or so many things to do that we are busy all the time. He created us, and He knows that we need physical rest, and we need emotional and mental rest as well. So, anytime you want, you can ask God whether He wants you to do something or not. Sometimes it's good to say no to someone who asks you to do something because you know there's a limit to what you can do. And sometimes, when you know there's too much to do, you need to ask others for help.
And if you just can't avoid stress, or when you begin to feel a bit empty, do something that makes you feel better and fills you up so that your kettle doesn't become completely empty. Remember, if there's no water in your kettle, you can't pour it out to help others, can you? So think about this. What do you enjoy doing? What things calm you or make you happy? What things fill you up?
I love listening to my favorite music or sitting outside in the sunshine. I love to read a good book. You might enjoy drawing or going for a walk or working in the garden. I often pray when I'm working in the garden or walking. Do you? Think about the things that make you calm and relaxed and plan to do those things.
We all enjoy doing different things at different times. Here are some questions to help you start thinking about what might fill you up. Do you feel better when you've spent time on your own or with other people, or maybe with animals?
Maybe you enjoy being inside or outside. Do you like doing something energetic or something relaxing?
Do you prefer it to be quiet or noisy, dark or bright? Do you enjoy doing things that make you think a lot? Or do you like taking a break from thinking? Do you like to plan fun things to do or just do them when you feel like it? Of course, we all have things we have to do that may not be fun, but it's good to have some fun times in between.
I love to sometimes do spontaneous things. That's without any planning, like deciding at the last minute to go have a picnic or go to the beach.
My family loves it when we make those spontaneous decisions to do something fun. Here are a few more questions to think about. Are there particular things that you enjoy seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, or feeling? Can you have those things in your home or in your workplace? Maybe you can carry one of those things around with you in your bag or your pocket.
I love the smell of roses. I can't always carry one with me, but I stop to smell one if I'm walking by a garden with roses. Stop for a moment and think about the things that you enjoy.
You can learn to live a balanced life, doing things you enjoy, the things you need to do that are maybe not so much fun, as well as caring for others. When life is balanced, you can care for others with more energy and a positive attitude. Do you remember what we said at the beginning about Jesus? Carol told us that Jesus said, "I came so that everyone would have life and life to the fullest." Would you like to hear something else Jesus said when he lived on this earth? Carol, would you mind sharing that with us?
I'm reading from God's true word, the Bible. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Isn't that beautiful and comforting? Jesus promises all of us that if we are weary and burdened, we can come to him. Perhaps you are burdened because you are doing too many things, or you may be burdened by feelings of guilt. You might be burdened by trying to please God by obeying lots of rules. Are you weary and burdened? If so, you can come to Jesus and talk to him. His arms are open wide for you. Try to find a nice, quiet place where you can talk to him and be aware of him. He's right there with you, even if you don't feel him there. You can ask him to help you to understand how much he loves you, forgives you, and accepts you. That's why he says that his yoke is easy. You may have seen oxen that are yoked together. One helps the other. That's just what Jesus wants to do for you. Walk beside you and help carry your load. His burden is light because you don't have to struggle to please him. He's already pleased with you. He gave his life for you. That's how much he cares about you. Let's thank him now. Father God, thank you that you made us. thank you that you know all about us. And Father, help us to remember that when we are feeling stressed, you are always there. Help us to trust you and find rest for our souls. Amen.
Friend, if you have any questions about what you've heard today, or you just want to write to us, you can do so at Women of Hope. The address, hannah@twr.org. That's H-A-N-N-A-H at twr.org.
If you've missed a program or would just like to hear one again, you can do that at our website, projecthannah.org. That's projecthannah.org. Or by visiting us on our Facebook page.
Or you can even download the free iPhone app, Project Hannah. Our prayer for you today is that you will find rest with Jesus, knowing that He loves you and delights in you just as you are, and that He will help you to care for yourself. Goodbye, and enjoy your day.